Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome. Welcome to another amazing show. So we're going to have a reading, and we're going to have messages from the angelic realm and the higher vibrational beings. If you're interested in having a reading, I always ask people to go onto the website and just make any kind of donation to help support your mission of the level of prosperity. So I've noticed that when people were doing any kind of donation, they opened up their energy field to that flow. So any kind of donation that you'd like to make, whether to support the show or just to have a reading, I ask that you do that. And then just go ahead and send me an email with your phone number, and we'll have a answer to your question with regard to your spirit guides and what they would like to share with you. So right now what I'd like to do is just kind of go into a meditation to help to support the messages that can come through with regard to the people on this experience of this radio show. So go ahead and just close your eyes. So much energy going on, I'm kind of babbling with my words. And just allow yourself to just feel the vibration of love in your mind as you close your eyes, and just focus in on silencing the thoughts. And as you silence your thoughts, you can drop your eyes almost like you're looking into your heart. And what that does is it helps to quiet any of the mind chatter and allow you to go into a deeper sense of inner peace. We sometimes get so caught up in the mind being so active with figuring things out or analyzing or attempting to process a manifestation of some kind. And so for now, we're just going to allow all the wonderful energies to just relax. As we call in, I called in before the radio show started, and I'm seeing so much energy. Wow. So with people on this call or on the internet, there's definitely a lot of messages because I could see tons and tons of people's spirit guides, and I have not seen this before, so it may be something of importance for somebody on this show. So I just want to ask them for now to just step to the side and just have a seat in the etheric realm, imaginary seat, and just allow each person on the show and on the chat to just relax now their heart and open up their heart to feeling the love as we call in all these high vibrational love beings, the angelic realm, the spirit guides of the highest order, the universal love, the Christ consciousness, all to come forward and allow all these beautiful energies of love and nurturing to come into the physical realm,
to support those that are listening to the show either now or later on during the taping of the show. We always respect people's privacy, so if you choose to have a reading, you can just use your first name, and I honor your confidentiality around that as well. And keeping your breath all the way down into the body and just feeling this aliveness of love and joy and just intermingling with your physical body, your emotional body, and the mental body, almost like they're holding hands, excited to be alive, to be so in the present moment, to be so in this space of openness to feeling this love that's coming through. As we move into the last quarter of this year, I keep hearing that this is such a huge time for people that are really committed to their path of enlightenment, of their path of waking up their inner humanness and connecting it more to their inner spirit that's formless. It's an energy. Your body is a form. Your spirit is an energy that's formless. And when you combine the connection and allow the ego to relax without being so actively involved in trying to force, make things happen, rather moving into the allowing of things to happen, to allow yourself to accept the moment in joy and gratitude and peace. Gratitude opens up so many doors, whereas judgment closes the doors and keeps you stuck in fear and insecurity and negativities and those limitations. So if you're experiencing any of that on the physical realm, you can easily shift it by putting your attention on things you appreciate, things you're grateful for, even if it's minor things like being alive, breathing, a flower, seeing a bird fly, the sky, your home, your health. All these kinds of things are sometimes when we're so healthy, we may even forget about taking that into an appreciated place until we have a challenge around it. So even if you're in that space of healthiness, it's always a time to focus in on that and be in gratitude with everything in your life that you do have rather than focusing on the things you don't have. And when you amplify what you do have and you keep that vibration moving into a higher frequency, then things that aren't moving as effectively in the area you would like to have start to flow because the limitation isn't being put to a test of your attention or your manifestations or your ego trying to force it or control it. There's a sense of oneness with this flow of abundance, this connection to the universe. And from that place, things start to open up and move with clarity, inner guidance, and direction. Even in relationships, when you're challenged with something that isn't flowing in the manner in which you would like it to flow, when you're in a connection with the universe, these kinds of relationships that you would like to have with the universal timing in place start to come into more of a manifestation on the physical plane. And sometimes lessons or timing takes over versus the actual manifestation being in place, and that's where it requires trust and faith and courage and present moment attention. So give yourself this huge hug and knowing that you even being on this show just shows how committed you are to your own evolution, your own path of awakeness and love and having a sense of inner peace and joy in your life. And if you remember to focus on that first before you go out into the world, you come from a place of deeper inner confidence instead of a place of desperation or limitation or insecurity or fears. And if you do get caught up in the physical world of the ofness, just remember to go inside into your meditation and nurture that part of yourself that is feeling insecure or fearless, or fearful rather, so that you could release any of those barriers that are keeping you stuck in that vibration of fear or insecurity or negativity or limitation. and allow yourself to be more free with your inner spirit so that you create more of that aliveness again in love and joy and peace inside. So as we come forward in this experience of the moment, just kind of feel that nurturing inside with this message that was provided for you. So many more messages they're giving me. And for now, I'm just going to keep it like this one and see where everybody's at. And then I can continue on later on in the show, depending upon how many call questions we may have. As you bring yourself slowly back into the room, allowing yourself to just feel this sense of love and allowing yourself to really breathe in what that feels like to be one with the universal love. Just really taking that in as you slowly come back into the present moment, feeling this deep sense of awakeness, this deep sense of joy. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I always like to say, give yourself a huge hug, because when you do that, you know you're worthy of it. And being worthy of that love is always so important. So, okay, we have lots of callers. And so if you're interested in a reading, I do ask that people do any kind of donation on the website. It's Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T of Motivation, motivation.webs.com. And then click on the location tab and then any kind of donation that helps you to open up the level of prosperity. I am feeling tons of guides coming in, and I know that it's proving it because I'm getting all these calls, so people must really know that they have some questions that they want me to answer. And so what I'm going to do is just kind of check in with everybody. I do want to take a minute before I get started just to write the numbers down in case the call gets disconnected. You can call me back. I do want to write it down so I have the order in which people called in. So I respect people's process of calling in. If you're interested, I see the question marks. Okay, so give me one more second, and then we have a private number. I won't be able to check in what that number is since you called in on a private number, but you could just let me know if we get disconnected to call back and say that was you, because sometimes the disconnection does come through. Okay, so before I do take the calls, I just want to do a couple of things just to be respectful of the time on the show. The next show is going to be on September 12th. Let me just make sure I have that date right. I think it's the 12th or the 10th. And it's at 8 o'clock. It's the 9th. Some people, what they do is they email me in advance of the show and say, I do want to have a reading. I want to be the first caller. And then I have their name and everything in advance. And so as soon as they get on there, even if they logged in later than everybody else, I know that they're the first caller and I immediately take that phone number. So if that's of interest to you, you can do that as well. Okay. All right. So let's check in and see who is with a question first. We're going to take I'm just going to give the prefix of the area code. It's 313, and what I'm going to ask you to do is just state your name. And again, if you're interested in having a reading, I do want people to be able to, so that everybody gets a chance to experience the reading, is just to make any kind of donation on the website, and then I could go ahead and do the reading for you. Okay. So let's go ahead and see. What's your name, sweetie? Hello? Can you hear me? Area code 313? I can't hear you. Okay, so you may want to call back because I'm not hearing you. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next caller. Okay, so the next caller is area code 856.
Okay, so you're on the air, 856.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, I was starting to wonder if maybe it was my phone. Okay, so you were calling. Can I get your first name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. Okay, so obviously you were at the beginning of the show, so did you have a generic question based on what I did, or did you want to have a reading? Because if you do want to have a reading, I'm just asking people to make any kind of donation. And I know that at least one person that has called on this show, somebody has tons of spirit guides that are like really wanting me to pass on a message, and I have no idea yet who it is. So the person will know who that person is when they contact me. So are you interested in having a reading?
No, just generic is fine.
Okay, you're good then? You just wanted to say hi because you had the question mark on, so checking
yeah,
in with
never
you.
Mind. Yeah, no thanks.
Okay, honey. Okay. All right, so the next person is 770... Excuse me, 856. You're on the air. Hello? Call dropped. So hopefully she'll call back. All right, so let me try 313 again and see if... 313, can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, let's just kind of, if you want to call back 313, and this way I could see if, I don't know if it's your connection, but I have tried to reach you again. And what I'll do after the show, if you can hear me, is I'll just call you after the show. And if you're interested in having that kind of reading, we could just work something out just because I can't hear you. So I'll go ahead and put that person back on hold. And also, Laura, if you'd like, I can just check in with you later in case you did have a question that you want to do privately versus on the air. Some people like the privacy, so I do want to be respectful of that. Okay, so again, if you're interested in having a one-question reading, I think it was that call that got dropped off because the energies are not as strong, so I believe it was that person, the 770, I believe it was that caller, so if the 856 rather, if that was who had called, I believe it was that person that had that energy flying, because as soon as that call dropped, the energies went. So if you could hear me, you're that person that has tons of messages that somebody wants me to share. I believe that was you. All right, so the next show is going to be again on September 9th at 8 o'clock. And a lot of times what we do is I go into a meditation and I do pass on a message that relates to the people that are on the show. So if that is of interest to getting messages that way, sometimes the channeled messages give a message in itself. And then if you want to have an additional reading, I just ask people to go ahead and send me the prefix number in advance so that I know you're going to be calling in through an email, and that way I know that you're the person that wants to have the reading. And what I do is I tune into your spirit guides, I tune into the higher vibrational love beings, the angelic realm and the universal realm to see what kind of messages they have with regard to your question. I am an angelic walk-in, so I do go up to the angelic realm. I don't use any human filters when I do the readings so that it's nice and clean for you. I also have the ability to read chakras, which are energy points in the body, to see where on the emotional, mental, or physical plane, if there's any areas in your life that you experience a stuckness in. I'm able to help you get some clarity on that too. And a lot of times that supports the process of really expanding more of what your life could be like in a higher vibrational place, and who support the process of that. So if that's also of interest to you when you call in, I can also check in with that as well and help you in not only some of the questions you may have or a question you may have, but also to see if there's anything in your energy field
within your physical, mental, or emotional body that is keeping you stuck in a pattern of a belief system that keeps repeating over and over and over again. And sometimes with that being through your awareness being released, you're able to move into life in a greater way and also manifest the kind of experiences you would like to manifest and have more play in the process rather than trying to force it or make it happen because of that area keeping you stuck in a pattern that's not serving you. So that sometimes is something that comes through. And then, of course, in addition to getting messages from your spirit guides and the higher vibrational beings and the angelic realm, I also can see, feel, and hear people that have crossed over. And so when it's appropriate, I'll get messages, and I always like to pass those messages on for the person that's interested in having that answer to a question that may relate to them to that particular area as well. So we have this special event that I do like to mention on every show. It's an event that helps through a channeling, working with the angelic realm, the higher vibrational beings, and also getting messages from your spirit guides during a 10-minute private session or an activation of your inner spirit so that your human ego control becomes less active. And so we have a few slots left in August, and it's $27. I also have an online series to help to support the awakening of your journey, your spiritual journey. And so if you're interested in getting more information on those, you could just log in to the website heartofmotivation.webs.com and click on the location tab, and that expresses a little bit more about the spiritual journey online series that comes in like an MP3 and MP4. I'm going to be doing an event in the Portland, Oregon area, and it's going to be in September 18th. If you live in the Portland area, there's also some phenomenal fair that's going to be kicking in August. It's August 21st, although I won't be there during that date. I did want to mention it for those that are interested in having that experience. And so it's in Southeast Portland. If you're interested in getting more information about that, just go ahead and send me an email through the website letting me know that you're in the area, whether it's Portland area or the surrounding area. And I'll be doing the fair September 18th, and it's going to consist of readings and some balancing the energy points in the body and helping you to align more. So if you live in the Portland area or the surrounding area in Oregon or even in the border of Washington State, go ahead and send me an email, and we could set up an appointment for you to be part of the experience during the time. It starts at around 7 p.m. and it goes till 10 Pacific Standard Time, obviously. And so if you're interested in having a reading during that time, you can contact me and schedule that in advance. And then this way you'll be the first person to have your time slot selected prior to others that are doing the walk-in situation. So that's another area that you want to be part of. You can go ahead and send me an email through heartofmotivation.webs.com. And if you have any questions based on that channeled message that was pretty extensive, you can call us at 347-996-5068. And a lot of times during that channeled message, they always like to express how important it is to be able to move those experiences through those messages into your life and start to have more enjoyment with whatever it is that you're choosing to experience. And so if there's no callers, I'm going to go ahead and see what other messages they may have, and then we'll do a closure with a meditation. And I always say thank you for being part of this show and enjoy the experience with you and always sending you love. So let me go ahead and tune in and just kind of see. Yeah. Also on the chat room, before I go ahead and tune in, if you do have any questions, go ahead and send them into the chat as well. It doesn't have to be through the phone, especially if you want to, you know, ask a question with regards to the channeled message. You know, please feel free to send a question through the chat, and I could see what kind of clarity is necessary for you. And also, if you want to have a reading and you want to ask the question through the chat, that's another way you can do that as well. Although, in all honesty, I do like to feel your spirit guides through the phone call, and so I always recommend doing that over the chat. You can send your question and then call in if that's more comfortable too. Okay, so go ahead and just close your eyes for those that are on the show, and let's see what kind of messages. Sometimes they point out a particular person, and then I just kind of pass on the message based on what they want me to say. So it may not be through your spirit guides, could be through the angelic realm. I do see a grandmother from the other side. She's been wanting to, she really just came forward, so it is definitely from somebody new that may have just logged in. It looks like she has dark hair, I don't know if that's when she had dark hair when she... No, she didn't have the dark hair when she passed on. They show me her dark hair at her younger age. I heard Italian, so she may have some Italian in her, the heritage from the Italian ancestral realm, some of that in her blood. So if anybody here has an Italian grandma that passed over, the one thing she does want me to tell you is she loves you very much and she's watching over you. She knows you're going through some challenging times, and to keep your head up, keep your heart open, and don't let the guys take advantage. So somebody must know what that means. And that was kind of a little gift I just passed on, even though she came through really loud and clear. Okay, so I'm going to just let that message go where it's supposed to go and see what other messages come through from the angelic realm. You're welcome, she said. Thank you. So let's see. And if you are this person, send me an email. I would love to know who you are, because she was very determined to have me pass this message on. So I would love for you to send me a message through the heartofmotivation.webs.com saying, I was that person, just so I know. I'm kind of curious if you are that person and you are aware of that, to send me an email letting me know that. So in the next 3 months, we're closing out this year, and it's been a very important year for expansiveness. This is the year where you really get to look inside your own evolution and move through a lot of the barriers that have been keeping you stuck, because starting next year, we really do start to flip with the spirit, the inner spirit being more active, depending upon how active you've been involved this year with your spiritual evolution. It's either going to be very easy for you or it's going to be somewhat challenging. For those that are going to, it's going to be easier is because you've done your inner work and you've moved more of your what was in your way of your ego out of the domination, and more of your inner spirit becoming active. And so you lifted out a lot of the barriers, the belief systems, the things that were standing in the way. And so as you start next year, it starts to become a little less struggle-oriented and a lot more playful-oriented. And for many that have really done their inner work, it's going to even start as early as this coming September. So if you're still in the process of having that roller coaster, I'm seeing to share that it doesn't mean that you haven't done your inner work. It's just there's parts of your lessons that are required to continue to evolve and mature and so forth. So that's kind of important to really make sure you're aware of the importance of tuning inside instead of putting your attention too much on the outside world, because the outside world is based on what you have experienced in your past, and the inside world is your present moment. Okay, we'll see you next month.